Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interview, where for over 4 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Jeff Jervik, president and CEO of Fitness Together and Element Therapeutic Massage, and that's coming up on segment two of Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. Get 3 months of free advertising when you sign up for our one-year package. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 4 years we've been asking the franchise entrepreneurs of Walmart. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Jeff Jervik, president and CEO of Fitness Together and Element Therapeutic Massage. And established in 1996, Fitness Together has led the industry for one-on-one personal fitness training. Whether you're looking to lose weight, tone, and tighten muscles, or simply work towards better health, Fitness Together pairs you with a personal fitness trainer in a private setting equipped with a workout plan tailored just for you. At Element Therapeutic Massage, every single one of their 80 locations nationwide, the amazing benefits of massage therapy are paired with professional massage therapists, flexible scheduling, affordable prices, and outstanding service to create a truly therapeutic experience. And again, we're meeting with the CEO and president, Jeff Jervik, of both franchise opportunities. And Jeff has a great story, and I'll kind of let him tell it because I think he's going to tell it a little better than I do. But he was really, I don't say he was born into franchising, but he's been involved in franchising for quite some time. He started off in, I guess you could say, the fast food industry. He was working with Pizza Hut for a while. And let's see here. He was responsible for the operations of over 1,000 Pizza Hut restaurants with sales approximately of $800 million and over 25,000 employees. From there, he moved on to Papa John's, where he was an operating partner of Papa John's in Hawaii. I got to talk to him about that. He helped grow the market to 17 locations and hundreds of employees. You know, and this is important. You know, a lot of times, you'll notice that one of the themes on the show over the last 4 years, Don and I mentioned, when you're looking to buy a franchise, look towards the leadership as well. You know, what is their background? What is their experience? Because, again, these are the guys you're relying on to make some very important decisions in the organization. I think a lot of prospective franchisees miss that one, or they don't take a lot of time into saying, okay, well, who's steering the ship here? In October 2005, Jervik retired from pizza and moved on to an even more unhealthy food, which was donuts. I love this story. As an executive VP of operations for Krispy Kreme, working with 114 company-owned and 292 franchise locations with system-wide sales of $800 million. So it was 3 years later when Jervik, I guess he had a realization that despite the temporary satisfaction of pizza and donuts might bring to someone, he wasn't really changing anyone's life. So he wanted to help people, which brought him to the wellness industry with Fitness Together and Elements, which Jeff is going to be talking about today. So again, he has over two decades in the franchise industry, which to Don and I are both very, very important. So I think you're going to enjoy today's show. Next week, we're kind of keeping in sync with health and fitness. And I love this industry. Don loves this industry. We talk about it all the time. Live to Be Healthy, Senior Fitness Franchise Opportunity, seeks to inspire older generations to live longer, healthier lives. Our company has been on the forefront of the senior fitness movement since 2008, working with residents of all shapes and ability levels. The Live to Be Healthy Senior Fitness team has witnessed miraculous social and physical benefits for elder care residents. We're proud to bring senior fitness services to residential communities, allowing them to support healthier lifestyles for residents. We're meeting with Corey Sespa, who is the CEO of Live to Be Healthy. So that should be a fantastic show as well. I love the senior care industry. I was telling this story, I think, 2 weeks ago. It's back in 1999. I don't want to say I got lucky, but I the LA Times called me up. This was when I was a vice president of Franchise America, and they asked me what industry to look for. And I said I would keep my eyes on the senior care industry. And since that time, I mean, that industry has just exploded. And, you know, you didn't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that that industry was going to explode because, again, people are living longer. You know, you just look at that particular demographic, and there's going to be a need for these different types of services. So their mission, let's see, it's live to be healthy, better quality of life through fitness for everyone. That's actually their vision. Their mission, active older adults, regaining their sense of community and health through improved balance, strength, mobility, and participation. So again, that's kind of keeping in sync with, I guess you could say, we'll call it Health and Fitness Month on Franchise Interviews. So some great shows coming up. Last week, I've become a very big fan of this book, Danny Lyon, The Color of My Underwear is Blue, Exposing Yourself for Success. And when you read this particular book, you will expose yourself and allow others to help you succeed with anything. Discover the great network already itching to support you. Make your life, your work, your business vibrant and exciting. Leapfrog from incremental to exponential success. Energize, inspire, and motivate others as you go, and impress yourself daily. This is a book that I've recommended to a group that I work with called the Kaplan University Collegiate Entrepreneurs, and I want all of them to read it. This just, I've highlighted this book in it's up to like about 50 to 75 different spots, and I opened up this morning, and I was looking at another one that I highlighted. Listen to this. It talks about a Danny Diamond success tip, and I'm going to share this. And again, if you missed the interview, go back and listen to it. Listen to it again. It's one of those interviews you can listen to two or three times, and you'll walk away feeling great about yourself. And again, pick up the book. You can get it on Amazon.com and you know, download it to your Kindle. So, Danny Diamond success tip for today is: if you want more motivation for yourself, then give. If you want to be more prosperous, more successful, both monetarily and in your soul, then give. If you want to leapfrog to exponential success, then give. Give your time, give your money, give your expertise, give your experience. Coach a team, volunteer, at the food shelter, at a nonprofit board of directors, at your kid's school. Write a check for something you can. The more you give, the more motivated you'll be. The better energy you'll have, the better energy you'll be. As W. Clement Stone said, it's thrilling and it's exhilarating. And I agree with that. There were so many things when we had Danny on the show that I agree with. The importance of networking. And, you know, if you think about it, and Danny mentioned this, is, you know, when you're born, you already have a network, don't you? You know, I mean, you're starting off with a family. A lot of times people think that they don't have a network or their network is too small, and not true at all. So really great book. Again, I recommend it for everyone to read. This is a clip we're going to play right now from Steve Beagleman. And Steve Beagleman, I would definitely call an expert in the world of franchising. He's worked with a number of big franchise opportunities over time. And he answers a question. We always ask the question to our experts, to say, what advice would you give to an aspiring entrepreneur looking to buy his franchise? And I thought his answer was brilliant because he kind of covered the whole, do I go with a big franchise system or do I go with a small franchise system? So this comes from our Great Quotes in Franchise podcasting. Listen to what Steve says.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting franchise interviews now over 2 years with over 111 shows under our belt. And during that time frame, we've had some incredible quotes on our show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Steve Beagleman, who is a franchise expert and veteran. And Steve answers the question, should I go with a small franchise system or a large franchise system? And I thought Steve's response was quite brilliant. So first, we'll hear a quick word from our sponsor, and then Steve Beagleman with, should I go with a small franchise system or a large franchise system? Take care, everyone.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future, and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach.
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Yeah, very important. So, you've been with small startup franchise companies, you've been at the larger companies. What are some of the big differences between those two type of scenarios, Steve?
Well, Don, smaller companies obviously give a lot of attention to the franchisee. So, you know, every franchisee, you know that franchisee by name. You can get a hold of, you know, the owners of the company or the CEO of the franchise system. Pretty much you build very, very strong relationships when you're joining a smaller system. When you're joining a smaller system, you also typically get your choice of prime territory, maybe in your backyard where you want to be and open a business. You don't want to have to drive an hour to your store every day or your location.
Right.
So you get the prime territory, you get to know the you know management team, the owners of the company and the concept, and really build that strong relationship. The challenge is the brands aren't as well known, so it takes time. And, you know, obviously you need to make a decision when you're a franchise candidate or a potential franchisee looking at concepts. Do you want to join a company that's in the infancy and the growth stage, or do you want to join a more established, you know, national brand that has presence but's going to have limited locations available? You might have to go a much farther distance to get that location. And they have, you know, proven systems in place. So you're going to have to follow that system to a T, and you're going to deal typically with a regional operations manager and training managers in that region. You're not going to get to know the top level of management in a large company, whether it's a Dunkin' Donuts or a Dairy Queen or Yum Brands. You're just not going to have that kind of interaction with the top management team. They're just too large of an organization. Again, great companies, but it all depends what you're looking for as a franchise, you know, candidate or potential franchisee.
It's a real interesting question, though, huh? Like, that's where a franchise consultant come in, speaking to an expert like yourself, to really educate someone for that type of decision.
Sure. It is a big decision, and you need to really know yourself to know what you're looking for. If you want an absolute 100% proven concept that's been around, tried and true, then you're going to want to join one of the big chains that have been around for 20-plus years that have,
right,
you know, thousands of units. But if you're more an entrepreneur and you kind of want to feel things out and be a part of the growth strategy of an organization and impact some of the marketing decisions and decisions,
right,
from an operations standpoint for an organization, then you're going to look towards a smaller company that you can have impact, that you could be on the Franchise Advisory Council,
right,
that you could really be involved with decisions that the company makes for growing the brand forward.
That's one of my favorite episodes for our Great Quotes in Franchising podcast. I just thought that advice was brilliant. You know, a lot of times when we talk about franchising, it kind of becomes a little generic sometimes, but you have to remember that there's big franchise systems and there's small franchise systems. There's old franchise systems and there's newer franchise systems. So you have to, you know, it's one of those questions where you kind of like take a deep self-assessment, you know, what kind of situation is going to be better for you. Again, the most successful franchisees, particularly especially with those big systems, are the ones that actually follow the system to a T, as Steve Beagleman was saying. That's very important. You're not going to get to mingle or talk frequently to the CEOs and presidents of the company, you know. So again, I say, if you buy into a Subway franchise, good luck at, you know, talking to, you know, someone like a Fred DeLuca type of person, you know, the founder of the company. It doesn't happen, again, because they're so big, and you know, they have 33,000 units, and it's the same thing with McDonald's or Dunkin' Donuts or Dairy Queen, all of those places. So you have to ask yourself, you know, a small franchise system might be better for you in the sense that you might have a little more say in the system. So, again, there's different types, I believe, of franchisees. So, again, take that into consideration. There were some current event articles that we wanted to get to over the last couple of weeks, and we've missed. So I want to see if I can get to some of these quickly. I don't know. This article caught my attention. I'm going to say it has nothing to do with franchising. Of course, it has to do with franchising. But it's by Michael Casey. It was in the Associated Press. It came from ABC News. And it says, McDonald's is fueling its trucks in the United Arab Emirates with oil from its own vats. Dubai-based Neutral Fuels announced Sunday that it had reached a deal to convert used vegetable oil from McDonald's outlets in the UAE into 100% biodiesel to power the fast food giant's delivery trucks across the Gulf country. It started testing the biodiesel last year and started producing it for McDonald's at the end of May. This one in particular is exciting because I don't think anyone has really tried that hard to sell sort of fuel back to the Arabian Peninsula, said Carl W. Felder, the chairman of the Neutral Group. It's the first time we're doing it with a fuel that burns 50% cleaner than normal diesel and has a lower carbon footprint because it's coming from a waste vegetable product. And you can see on the news, in any business section today, one of the big trends, of course, is reducing that carbon footprint. It's become very important to a lot of consumers. And that's an advantage when you get into franchising, isn't it? You know, is a lot of times you have some of this brain power on the top of the company that comes up with these great ideas. So McDonald's said that biodiesel initiative was part of larger plans in the UAE, which is flush with crude oil, but is also trying to stake its claim as a leader in the renewable energy. Among other things, McDonald's is a partner in one of the country's main environmental watchdogs. McDonald's UAE has demonstrated a passionate and long-term commitment to investing in environmental initiatives, said Rafsik Faki, managing director and partner of McDonald's UAE. Neutral Energy has the capacity to produce 1 million liters, which is equivalent to 264,000 gallons of biodiesel in its Dubai facility. It would not say how much oil will be produced by McDonald's, more than 80 outlets in the Emirates, but it says it's enough to power the chain's vehicle in the country. It's not the first time McDonald's has run its vehicles on biodiesel, having done so in England and most recently Austria. But it would be the first time any company has tried to do it in the Middle East, a region where incentives are lower to use alternative fuel because oil is so cheap and plentiful. We're going to have to watch and see what trends take place with some of the bigger companies that are out there. You know, is Burger King going to follow suit, or, you know, whatever it may be. But, it's just one of those articles that caught my attention because we've spoken so much about reducing the carbon footprints or a lot of franchises are getting involved in. So pretty interesting. Why don't we do this? I see our guest, Jeff, has called in. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
You've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic, where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchise Inc. can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 4 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs of all of them. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Jeff Jervik, president and CEO of Fitness Together and Elements Therapeutic Massage. Hey, Jeff, how you doing today?
Great.
That's great. It's good to hear from you, Jeff. Jeff, we always like to start off asking our guests where you're calling from this morning.
Actually, Highlands Ranch, Colorado, just a southeast suburb of the city of Denver.
Oh, nice. Okay, how's the weather there today?
The weather is great. You know, you can't beat it, looking out to the west and seeing those beautiful mountains out there.
Yeah, it certainly is beautiful out there. You have a great story, Jeff. We've been talking about it for weeks. I don't know if you've been listening to the show, but just kind of like prepping our listeners. And I didn't say you were born into franchising, but you've been doing this a long time. Can you tell listeners a little bit about your background?
Actually, going all the way back, I guess, prior to getting into franchising, at the age of 21, I was a fourth generation bar owner in the state of South Dakota where I grew up, and was successful in that business and decided that I wanted to go back and finish my education. I did that, and when I got out of college, I decided that I wanted to go back into the bar business, but I wanted to have a restaurant along with it. Was looking kind of somewhat for a steakhouse, and I got some great advice from a banker who was actually a person that I'd known. I grew up in a small town, and he was about 5 years older than I was. Anyway, he said, you know what, my parents have been in the restaurant business for years. He goes, you've proved that you can certainly run a bar. He goes, but restaurant business is a whole different animal. He said, I suggest you go to work for somebody and see if you're going to like it or not. So back in the early 80s, Pizza Hut was a, you know, that was about as close to a, as we have today, Chili's and Applebee's, and back in those days, though.
Right.
Chains weren't around, and so it had full service, and you know, served wine and beer, and so they were owned by PepsiCo at that time, along with KFC and Taco Bell. But I decided I'd go in, and I only intended to stay about 3 months, and was just going to go through their training program. Started off as an hourly assistant manager, and then about 15 years later, I was the national vice president of operations for Pizza Hut on the corporate side.
Wow.
From there, I decided that I wanted to go into business for myself again, and I had a great opportunity. Someone that knew that I had left at that time, you know, PepsiCo, of course, had spun off the restaurants. I stayed through that transition about a year and a half after that transition and decided that I'd like to do something for myself, and of all things, I ended up becoming an area developer for Papa John's Pizza in Hawaii, and I had over a three-year period of time, we opened, you know, along with our non-traditional sites, we opened 17 locations. I was the operating partner, if you will. I had a partner that did not live in Hawaii, but that we partnered together, and did that for about 8 years, and had an opportunity to sell to my partner, which I did, and decided I wanted to do something more in a turnaround fashion. That's something that I did with PepsiCo for a number of years, worked on challenging divisions within PepsiCo, and it led me to someone that knew the chief restructuring officer for Krispy Kreme. Krispy Kreme had ousted their management team, and they needed someone that could come in and help run the business from an operations standpoint on a day-to-day basis, and it was a great opportunity to really work with an iconic brand, but to also work to re-engineer the company and get it back to some level of profitability, which, you know, the team that I was a part of, we were able to do that, and Krispy Kreme continues to make, continues to execute the strategy that that we actually put together back then. I had done my job and what I needed to do at Krispy Kreme, and it was time that I wanted to try something else. And so that led me to fitness. I'd always been in food and beverage, and you know, and there was a private equity group, and I thought, well, boy, at this part in the age of my life, being a baby boomer, maybe I better find myself some health and wellness. So I came to Fitness Together Holdings Incorporated, which has two subs. One is Fitness Together, and the other is Elements Therapeutic Massage.
Wow, it's a great story, you know, because a lot of times on the show, Jeff, we'll tell, you know, because the majority of our listeners are prospective franchisees, those interested in buying a franchise, and we say how important the experience of the leaders is in guiding a franchise, and you can see that you've had, you know, tremendous success in working with a lot of these big name companies, which I think is very important. You know, your whole background and things like that. So I think that's fantastic, and it was an interesting change for you too, I guess, you know, making that switch, you know, into, you know, working with food, and then having that, I guess, that mindset of you know, going into health and fitness. Is it more? It's a tough question. Is it more rewarding for you working in that type of industry, would you say?
Well, I you know, certainly, you know, the type of services that you're providing, it's much bigger than providing a pizza or chicken or tacos or donuts,
right.
You know. So, you know, this is something that, you know, to be a part of both of these brands, that you really are, you know, helping people from a health and wellness standpoint. You're helping people live longer, feel better, you know, and yeah, that's very rewarding. It takes it up a step. Nothing wrong with selling pizza and donuts, but it does take it to a different level for sure.
Yeah, I imagine. What about the history of both companies, starting with Fitness Together and then talking a little bit about Elements, Jeff? If you'll give a little, like, brief history of both organizations.
Sure. Fitness Together really started, the founder was a personal trainer, and he knew that, you know, his niche in life was not going to be to work in a big box gym, and he also knew that that there were people out there that were looking for a different type of experience, a more individualized experience than to walk into a gym, which for all your listeners, you know, the first time that you go, you know, that I'm sure have been in gyms, first time you go into a big box gym, whether it's 24-hour fitness or Lifetime or LA or whatever, you walk in and it's a little intimidating. And so,
yes, absolutely.
And, you know, how do I use the equipment? Who do I ask? You know, all those types of things. And so he saw that there was a need for that. He grew very slowly. That was in 1983. And he really didn't start to franchise the concept until 1996.
Okay.
And really the growth on Fitness Together didn't it really happened very quickly. There was in 2003, there were, believe it was 88 locations. In 2004, 5, 6, and 7, by the end of those 4 years, they had granted over 300 licenses just in those 4 years. So it grew very, very quickly. In 2006, a private equity group came and bought the company from the founder. Because it had grown so quickly, the private equity team knew that there were certainly some systems and processes that probably weren't in place that needed to be in place, and that's something that, you know, I've done for years. And so, you know, that's really, since I got here in May of 2008, we've really been putting all those systems and processes in place to help improve our unit economics and certainly to, you know, support our franchisees and most importantly, you know, to provide a service that, you know, is providing results to our clients.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And how about you getting into, like, the industry numbers, Jeff? I mean, are there any hard numbers on these industries?
Well, you know, I mean, it depends on how you cut it, but, you know, in the health and active living segment, which is, you know, certainly a huge segment because it includes active sports and rec and fitness and nutrition and weight management and wellness services and relaxation and leisure, sustainable living and healthy aging. So all of that falls underneath that umbrella. That's a $515 billion market, which the latest numbers that we have, it says that that market, all those segments that I mentioned, are growing at about 11% annually. The massage therapy segment itself, which I'll talk about Elements in a moment, currently is an $18 billion category. And what's interesting is that massage revenues over the last 5 years have doubled.
I've seen that. Yeah.
So health and wellness continues to really drive the importance of what massage therapy does for you, as well as what we do at Fitness Together with the nutrition and weight management and fitness components that we have in our model.
Interesting. What about Elements? And you want to talk a little bit about them or go a little deeper into those guys, Jeff?
Yeah, sure. I mean, Elements was really the founder of Fitness Together. He decided that he was looking for what I'll call another leg to the stool. This was just prior to him selling to the private equity group. And he was opening a new Fitness Together, and he saw that next to him was going to be a massage therapy location.
Mm-hmm.
And he got to talking to that particular owner. She was opening up her second location, and he certainly saw what had happened with Massage Envy, who really Massage Envy has brought really brought massage, you know, mainstream to, you know,
mm-hmm.
From a retail standpoint. I mean,
right.
We certainly would be here today if it wasn't for, you know, what they've done for the, certainly
mm-hmm.
for the segment. But, you know, he was impressed with her. He was impressed with some of the intellectual property that, that she had, as well as, you know, some of the operational standards that she put into place. And he liked the footprint. The footprint was, about, almost 40% smaller than what a Massage Envy was.
Right.
So it was certainly a, from an initial investment standpoint, it was more palatable and would, you know, kind of cast a broader net for people that, you know, maybe couldn't get into something that, you know, was going to cost between $400,000 and $500,000 in investment. So we started franchising that in 2006. And really it's been the last couple of years where we have really seen some momentum. We have, when I got here in 2008, we had, I believe, 16 studios that were open. We have 83 that are open today.
Wow.
We'll open another 20 plus the balance of this year, so we'll be well over 100. And we have 75 in the pipeline for 2012.
That's great. Are there, I mean, it sounds like there would be some co-branding opportunities, Jeff. Are you guys looking into that or utilizing that now?
You know, I mean, there's certainly some, from a marketing standpoint, there's some things
right.
that, you know, that, that we do partner the two brands together. And we also have some franchisees that actually are, that are franchisees in both the brands. We have locations
wow.
that sit right next to each other in strip centers, you know, in retail centers. So, you know, there is that level of synergy, but yeah. So I guess the answer to your question is yes. You know, there
mm-hmm.
is some synergy we're seeing from that.
Interesting. And so, what types of characteristics do you guys look for in your franchisees, Jeff? In both situations.
Well, you know, Fitness Together, you know, historically had been really an owner-operator type of model.
Mm-hmm.
It was that personal trainer that was working at a big box gym, as I described earlier, and really wanted to control their own destiny, and that was really what that profile was. So it's somebody that was had some probably level of certification that they've been certified by a fitness body. And or, you know, had a degree in, you know, with that background.
Right.
And that was typically the profile. Where we are evolving to is that, you know, we've done a lot with, you know, over the last few months of really re-engineering our model to a certain extent that, you know, is going to incorporate not just personal training, but personalized group training as well. We think that, you know, is probably going to change the profile a bit because it'll probably be more of an investor model than it is owner-operator. But both will, you know, there'll always be our owner-operator side on the Fitness Together. But I do believe
right.
that we'll probably have a little more of an investor model as we continue to evolve over the next few years. On the Element side, you know, we have people that come from all walks of life. You know, everything from you know, a retired professional baseball player to,
mm-hmm.
you know, accountants and lawyers and doctor of chiropractors.
Right.
And, you know, so the list kind of go, you know, retired executives, you know, and especially with the economy the way that it's been, you know, people
yeah.
are, you know, are looking for a way to control their own destiny, which is why franchising continues to, I think, be as attractive as it is. And so, you know, we're getting some very sophisticated type of franchisees that are looking not just for one location, but are looking for the opportunity to be able to open 2, 3, and 4 locations. And, and you know, the unit economics and what's been happening with this particular model, you know, really looks attractive to those types of individuals. You don't have to be in there running it every day. You know,
right.
typically our our elements is they have a manager that actually runs the location. But I always tell potential franchisees before we grant them a license is that, you know, I do want them to be involved at least at a minimum is that they become the ambassador to the brand and that they're someone that can, you know, be out there in the community and, mm-hmm. you know, and be able to be a, you know, like I said, an ambassador for Elements.
Absolutely. What's the training like for new franchisees when someone decides to join the franchise systems? I guess it's a little different in both cases, Jeff.
Yeah, whether it's Fitness Together or whether it's Elements, I mean, they come here to Highlands Ranch, Colorado, mm-hmm. Which is not that's not bad duty, and they come out here and they they'll spend a week actually in what we call Franchise University. But, you know, that's only part of the training. I guess where I'm really proud of our team here and certainly our franchisees validate that is that, you know, when you decide to come on board, there is a number of, you know, events that we are supporting you on, everything from helping you negotiate your lease to, you know, getting you open, you know, to getting your folks, you know, trained before opening, you know, helping with your, you know, with your marketing, giving you that new marketing or that new studio marketing plan. So it's
right.
It's pretty detailed in what we do because again, for your listeners and as well as for yourself, is that, you know, it's one thing granting licenses and, you know, and we're not about selling, you know, it is about granting licenses,
mm-hmm.
but you're not going to grant licenses if you don't help people get open and get open successfully.
True. Well said. Yeah, absolutely. How would you describe a typical day for a franchisee for Fitness Together and Elements Therapeutic Massage?
If there is such
a thing as a typical day.
Yeah, I mean, I think in all franchise, all retail types of businesses where you're providing, you know, whether you're providing product services or both, is that, you know, and that's probably the thing that I have been, that's probably why I've stayed in franchising as many years as,
mm-hmm.
as I have, is that no day is the same for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess if I had to describe that for Fitness Together, an owner-operator would be, you know, again, someone that's in there that is working with their clients, helping them achieve their goals, you know, that's in there, you know, putting their programs together individually for each of their clients. It's preparing, you know, for that client to come in and make sure that they're giving them, you know, a great experience. And then it's all those other things I discussed earlier. It's, you know, it's going to a Chamber of Commerce meeting. It's, you know, it's going out and spending time in the community. It's going to the schools. There's a number of activities that they'll do on the Element side. You know, not like unlike Fitness Together, they're certainly not back giving massages. You know, they're really working. You know, an owner operator of an Elements again is doing mm-hmm. some of the things I discussed with Fitness Together, but
right.
you know they're
right.
really working with hiring and with, you know, training and developing you know their staffs. And you know, and again, making sure that, you know, that we are giving the client the experience of what they've come to expect from us.
Interesting. So, with all your years of experience, because you've been doing this such a long time, Jeff, what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest for buying a franchise?
Well, there's a lot of options out there, and there's a lot of good ones out there. There's a lot of good ones out there. There's also a lot of them out there that, you know, just like in anything, there's good and bad. I would advise people that when they go to a discovery day and they're really serious about a particular brand or two or three, what I always tell the candidates that come in here is when they come in, we call it a meet the team day. Is that when they come in here, is they have to feel comfortable. A candidate has to feel comfortable that, one, that this team can provide them the support that they say they can, some of the things that I described earlier. But also you're measuring I tell them that they need to measure the management team. You know, is this the management team that not only can help them on a, you know, on a day-to-day basis from a support, but is this management team looking to the future? Are they looking to what this brand needs to look like 2, 3, 4, and 5 years out? And how do they, you know, what's that balance that management team keeps between the day-to-day business and then looking at the future? And so I think, you know, I would advise you really look at the support system and you really look at, is this a management team that, got that ability to be able to continue to grow the brand?
Well said. So when talking about the future, like at a discovery day, Jeff, I mean, what do you typically say to someone, whether it's Fitness Together or Elements, as far as like a five-year plan, or where do you guys see yourself 5 years down the road? How do you typically respond to that?
Well, I think, you know, with Fitness Together, we will continue to, you know, stay on the cutting edge of what's going on in the fitness world, as well as in nutrition and weight management. The thing about fitness, and I'll speak to fitness first, is that business out there, there's always going to continue to be new and better ways for people to achieve and attain their results, and we just need to make sure that, you know, we always are staying on the cutting edge of that. We have industry experts that are right here in the support center that continue to keep themselves educated in the industry and to make sure that, you know, we are evolving the model with what's happening with the industry. On the massage therapy side, you know, really the same thing, you know, is that, you have to continue to look at what, you know, is happening in the therapeutic world. We pride ourselves at Elements is that we're not a spa. We're not a day spa, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that. Massage Envy, who I have the ultimate respect for, but they're a value day spa player. They, you know, in many cases, they're, you know, providing facials and things like that. That's not us, and that's mm-hmm. not the direction we're going to go. We really are going to continue to focus in on this whole therapeutic piece and how do we, you know, continue to be the best at making people feel better. And the way I always explain it to people is that the difference between going to a day spa and getting a massage and going to Elements Therapeutic Massage is if you go to a day spa and you tell them that your left shoulder hurts, you're probably going to get the same massage and experience of if you didn't tell them anything at all. If, right. you know, you walk into Elements, a therapeutic experience would be, you know, my lower back is hurting. This has been causing me some problems here or there, you know, and that's what that therapist will focus in and work on. So I think, I don't know if I answered that, but I think it's really just staying on the cutting edge of the industry.
That's interesting. And what's the best way for our listeners, Jeff, to get more information on becoming a franchisee with either opportunity? Is there any websites they can go to?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, Fitness Together, just, you know, I just need to, you know, get on our website there on Elements. You know, it's a touch of Elements. And, you know, again, that's an easy one to pull up as well. We got some great websites. Fitness Together, it's actually the fitnesstogether.com and touchofelements.com. But okay. Our websites, whether you want to just know something about the services or whether you're interested in maybe being a franchisee, we have some very robust sites that can really help you with that.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Jeff. You've been a fantastic guest, and we'd love to have you guys back next year as you guys continue to grow.
Thanks. I appreciate your time.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Jeff. Thanks again.
Okay,
so why don't we do this? We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. at 610-905-2919.
Well, that was a great segment. I want to thank Jeff again from Fitness Together and Elements Therapeutic Massage. Right now what we're going to do is we're going to hear from, I would say, a legend in franchising, Jim Rudolph, who is the CEO of Rita's. How can I forget that? And Jim's going to talk about the 5 C's of franchising. That's coming right up.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting franchise interviews now for almost 2 years with 100 shows under our belt, and during that time frame, we've had some incredible guests and some incredible quotes on the show. Today, you're going to get to hear from the Chief Executive Officer of the Rita's Franchise Opportunity, and take a listen to what Jim says about trust, respect, and belief. And for the very first time with our partnership with Blog Talk Radio, Franchise Interviews is now allowing some unique sponsorship opportunities to franchisors to help you reach a large audience of prospective franchisees. So enjoy, here's a message from our sponsor, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising.
Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919.
Our partners, what is it that we're looking for? So separate from the commitment and the passion and the integrity and wanting to work hard, you need to do something else for that franchisor. And so whether it's Rita's or it's, you know, I heard you talk about the other concepts that you have coming on, you need to do 3 things with that franchisor, because a franchisor does it with you. It's about trusting that franchisor, respecting the franchisor, and believing in the franchisor. Trust, respect, and believe. Because if you're going to become a franchisee, as my father used to say, you know, we paid this fee and we pay a royalty of every dollar. It's our responsibility to be able to believe in these guys and respect them and trust them. And it's difficult over the years, 20 years with Wendy's, 19 years. I'll be very honest. There was many ups and there were many downs. But there was never a point that we never believed in the concept and we didn't respect the guys. That was very important. So what I try and express and preach to our partners, because we do it internally, and I want them to feel the same, is to trust us, believe in us, and respect us. And if you do that, then we're going to be successful together. Because if you go back to the beginning, it's why you bought the concept. And not everybody should be a franchisee. But if you take that route and you make the commitment of the franchisee, then do as the company suggests and recommends. Because go back to why you made the decision to become a franchisee, and the headline, to trust them, respect them, and believe in them, because they do with you.
And I think you're not going to have a problem getting that with future franchisees and, of course, your stores now, because of your so many years as being a franchisee, you're thinking just like them. You know what they want and think and everything. So
I agree.
Yeah.
I wish, I got to be honest, I wish it was that simple. It isn't. Can I mention something else that I've really been working on, talking about, articulating a lot? And we branded it the 5 C's, which I think is important, not that I think, I believe is important for this concept to be successful and to have many, many more years. We're celebrating, which is pretty historical, we're celebrating our 25th anniversary next year, which is, I remember I was with Wendy's when they did their 25th. It's a big deal. There's very few that celebrate 25 years. But anyway, we branded it at the five C's, and I won't go through them, but I'll just quickly give you the words. The first one is a commitment to the RITA system, and that's, they're all self-explanatory, but that's number one.
Right.
Number two is the consistency, and I really drive that from the consistency from the store operations first, but then everything that we do as a franchisor and a franchisee, we need to be consistent because we all of us, everybody wants to do the right thing, and we all want to be good, and if we have this concept of being consistent and doing it every day, we got a better chance. The third is communication, and to me, we never get, as I say, I'm not an expert, we are constantly thinking about how to improve the communication. It is our lifeblood, it's our conduit, this is a partnership, and communication is the key to any relationship, husband and wife, siblings, whatever, it's communication. Four is the R&D, research and development. I mean, I can go through the products that we introduced this year. We introduced one last year, and we're going to introduce more next year, is because we as customers, guests, want to have more of a variety of products. And then the last one, and probably the most important, and this is a major one, and I call it embracing change, because the world is changing quick, but it's more than change. We need, as individuals, to embrace it. We need to embrace it and be a part of it and be in support of it, because change is difficult. I guess I've gone through it. I have many experiences of being difficult with change. I'm at the opposite extreme. I look for change. I want change. I promote change. Because if we're not changing, then we're going to be left behind. This world, the business world, the franchise world, the guests are changing so fast. We need to be changing with them. And it's so difficult to be embracing it. So,
I think that's, I mean, great points, Jim. The change is part of life. And, you know, even some of your, you know, most well-known concepts, you know, the McDonald's and so forth, always have to be going through changes and adapting and so forth. So that's a good point to have that attitude. I mean, you're like the professor, Jim. I'm here, you know, writing frantically, taking notes.
So am I.
You're doing a great job here.
Thank you. I, that's not my intent, but thank you. I appreciate that.
That was great. That was Jim Rudolph, CEO of RITA's, and it's just fantastic to talk to you. You can actually hear that whole interview by going to franchiseinterviews.com. And again, we've recorded over 230 shows up to this point. It's really been amazing. So I want to thank everyone for listening. And again, next week we have Live to Be Healthy, Franchise Opportunity. And we'll see you again next week. Thanks, everyone. Take care.